A historic bank in Old City is being transformed into an immersive multidisciplinary art experience. KYW's John McDevitt reports Philadelphia's arts and culture community will be celebrated in the project.
It wasn't a groundbreaking, but a wall-breaking ceremony. A sledgehammer was used to make a hole in the wall of a 19th century bank building that will eventually house the Ministry of All or MOA Bank. There was a shower of fake money and a cat burglar aerialist who hovered above. MOA is a bank that is one giant work of art.
It will be fun, imagination, delight, and inspiration within these walls.
Artist Meg Seligman is the so-called bank president. She says the six-story space will have murals, interactive performances, soundscapes, storytelling, and more, with the hopes it will spark conversation and self-assessment.
I guess all of our art is our own unique currency. What do you care about? What are you good at? What can you make? What can you make out of this life? How are you spending your life?
MOA Bank will open to the public at the end of next year.
Money, money, money.
There you go.
Money.
So,
you don't like my singing?
Oh, it was great.
Please continue if you like.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
The Ministry of All, which is led by Seligman, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to strengthening Philadelphia's art fabric through public art, educational partnerships, and community engagement. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The KYW News Radio Medical Report with Dr. Brian McDonough.
Sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
According to a new report from the National Academy of Medicine, the United States is lagging behind many other countries, including China, when it comes to biomedical research. According to the report, the U.S., once a pioneer in driving historic advances, needs to reinvigorate the research enterprise. They suggest the development of a research advisory body formed by the President and Congress with several key components, including a national strategic vision, streamlined and coordinated funding, and a focus on health equity. The hope is to have funding from government, the private sector, and philanthropy. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.